The Indian mining giant Adani says it's had a constructive meeting with the Queensland government about its controversial Central Queensland coal mine. The Queensland Premier is expected to make an announcement about the approvals process tomorrow. While Adani continues to argue there'll be economic benefits across the region from the mine, others say the numbers just don't stack up. Rachel Mealy reports.
Adani's CEO, Lucas Dow, had a spring in his step as he emerged from the meeting with the Queensland Environment Department.
So this morning we met with the Coordinator General and the Department of Environment and Science. Pleased to say that it was a constructive meeting. All the parties were working towards obviously finalising the approvals and giving us certainty and enabling us to get on with the job of delivering jobs into regional Queensland.
Lucas Dow says he expects the Premier to give a final indication about timing of the approvals tomorrow, and he says Adani stands ready to roll.
So the reality is the moment we've got these plans and we've got our contractors ready to go, we've had equipment on site, the reality is that people will see equipment mobilised essentially as soon as we start. We've got those approvals on our hands to be able to start construction of the mine.
He says the mine in Queensland's Galilee Basin will create jobs throughout the region immediately.
So during the ramp up of construction phase, we'll generate over 1,500 direct jobs and a further 6,750 indirect jobs. So what we're talking about is 8,250 jobs that are going to exist in Queensland, in particular in regional Queensland, that currently don't exist today.
The Queensland government's intervention on Adani has been a dramatic about-face on the issue. It's been triggered by the federal election outcome last Saturday, in which Labor recorded a primary vote of 27% across the state. In February this year, before the federal election was called, Deputy Premier Jackie Trad said workers in the coal industry would need to learn new skills.
The fact is, markets are moving away from thermal coal. Communities are moving away from thermal coal. Nation states are moving away from thermal coal. What we need to do as a coal exporter is understand that and equip our communities with the best possible chance of reskilling.
Today, Jackie Trad was singing from a different song sheet when she spoke on local radio in Brisbane.
I want long-term secure jobs in regional Queensland and all over Queensland.
That's not the question that I asked you.
If that comes in the thermal coal sector, then that needs to happen.
The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, continued her tour of regional Queensland today. Speaking from Townsville, she said she was pleased the Adani meeting had gone smoothly.
You know, we have great opportunities here in Queensland and we want to capture them. And today's news is fantastic. And the fact that we are now on the cusp of opening up a brand new minerals province and, you know, bringing that online and the jobs that that will mean, I mean, there are jobs in all different industries in this state. And I want the best.
Martina Linen-Luca is a professor of environmental finance from the Macquarie Business School. She says the economics of Adani building and operating the mine just don't add up.
Essentially, there is already a strong signal that the future is not in coal investments. And obviously, these companies, as much, I think, as they like to say that this is all under the banner of environmentalism, ultimately, for banks in particular, it comes really down to the bottom line. And these decisions by the banks are clearly showing us that there is no future coming out of coal investments.
But Ian McFarlane is the CEO of the Queensland Resources Council. He says there's still strong demand for Queensland coal and the Adani coal mine would provide a boost to the area.
So in terms of the export market that this mine will fill, it's likely to be 30 years plus, and that's jobs for thousands of Queenslanders in regional Queensland, and that's why you've seen such a reaction from regional Queensland in terms of wanting to see the Premier show the leadership to get this mine going.
Ian McFarlane is the CEO of the Queensland Resources Council. Rachel Mealy, our reporter.